Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Stanford Continuing Studies. This winter, join Stanford historians James Sheehan and David Kennedy for the Cold War and its legacies, exploring the global impact of this pivotal era. Learn more at continuingstudies.stanford.edu.
I'm Ana Maria Sayer, bringing you concerts from the archives of the popular Tiny Desk series. On the show, original works made and played by Y Music. Experimental pop from Julia Holter.
So calm and for a moment to make sense, but the tree says wah wah, and the language is strange, the woman's wah wah.
Plus, daring songs of love and resistance from Georgia Ann Muldrow.
We ought to get up and just go, pack our bags and hit the road.
That's next on Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music.
We'll see all the things that we have been missing out on.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Sykow-Tao. Ahead of this year's Kennedy Center Awards show on Sunday, President Trump presented the honorees with newly redesigned medals at an Oval Office ceremony hours ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Wearing a tuxedo and bow tie, Trump welcomed this year's recipients, actors Sylvester Stallone, singers Gloria Gaynor and George Strait, Broadway star Michael Crawford, and the rock band Kiss.
We can hardly imagine the country music phenomena without its king of country, or the American disco without its first lady.
Trump described the group as the most accomplished and renowned class of Kennedy Center honorees ever assembled. President Trump's new national security strategy is critical of Europe in several ways, one of them being its support for Ukraine. We get more from Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The strategy says Europe is in economic decline and faces impending civilizational erasure. It blames the European Union in part for undermining political liberty and sovereignty, including freedom of speech. It says within a few decades, certain NATO countries will become majority non-European due to excessive immigration. The German Marshall Fund's Ian Lesser says the document is unlikely to be widely appreciated, but...
The hard right and those who share that view about migration and replacement theories and things of that nature will find in this some common cause.
On X, former Swedish Prime Minister Carl Bildt notes Europe seems to be the only part of the world where the new security strategy sees any threat to democracy, which he calls bizarre. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Hong Kong is pressing ahead with the highly managed legislative elections on Sunday. That's despite the fact that authorities are still searching for human remains after a massive blaze killed at least 159 people in one of the deadliest fires in a century in the region. NPR's Emily Feng reports.
On Sunday, Hong Kong will choose its next legislative council. The region is championing it as a patriots-only election, and in fact, only 20 of the 90 seats on the council will be directly elected. 30 seats are chosen by committees reflecting Hong Kong's industrial interests, and a Beijing-appointed committee chooses the rest, ever since Beijing overhauled election rules in 2021. But the elections are still a litmus test for the region's chief executive, John Lee. He is under pressure to deliver a transparent investigation after the fire, and he's hoping to be chosen for a second term. Emily Feng, NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR from New York City. In the West Indian state of Goa, officials there say at least 23 people have died after a fire engulfed a popular nightclub in Arpora village along the coast. Goa's chief minister said on social media that he visited the incident site and ordered an immediate investigation, saying, quote, "Those found responsible will face the most stringent action under the law." Eyewitnesses told the BBC that the midnight fire was concentrated around the kitchen area on the ground floor. Police said the dead include mostly club staff, but tourists are also among the victims. Waymo, the autonomous ride-hailing service, plans to file a software recall after some of its cars illegally passed stop school buses. NPR's Jeff Brady reports a federal investigation is also underway.
An Atlanta TV station aired video in September showing a Waymo driverless taxi maneuvering around a stopped school bus. The bus's red lights were flashing and its stop sign extended. In Austin, Texas, the school district documented 19 similar incidents, one just moments after a student crossed in front of the Waymo vehicle. Waymo says in an emailed statement that a software issue contributed to the problem and that it has been fixed. No one was injured, and Waymo plans to file a voluntary recall of the software with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which launched an investigation. Waymo is a subsidiary of Alphabet, the parent company of Google, which is a financial supporter of NPR. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
It's Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music. I'm Ana Maria Sayer. Today, we're going on wild adventures through music. So we'll hear the surreal poetry and dramatic ballads of Julia Holter, and later, the brave and inspiring love songs of Georgia Ann Muldrow. But we open the hour with the chamber ensemble, Why Music? Generation Y Millennials, the six-piece group Y Music started in New York City almost two decades ago. They've worked with Paul Simon, Bon Iver, and Ben Folds. Composers like Caroline Shaw have written for them. Their music exists between classical and pop, and yet it only sounds like Y Music. Now, when you think of a classical music group, I'm gonna guess a string quartet comes to mind first, or maybe a piano trio. Y Music has a really unusual setup, which has meant that their way of making and playing music is just as idiosyncratic as they are. Nadia Sirota explains.
We are a chamber music group, but we kind of picked our own instrumentation. So before this group existed, I don't think there was like a trumpet, flute, clarinet, string trio group around. And as a result of that, we've had to sort of commission or write every single thing that we've ever played. And actually for like over a decade, all we did was commission music and work with songwriters and work with composers. And recently, we've started writing our own stuff. And the way that that sort of works, is the six of us are just in a room making stuff up.
Okay, let's hear it. Why Music at the Tiny Desk.
Thank you.
you so much. Thank you so much. It's amazing to be here. This is obviously such an iconic, like literally iconic spot to be tucked into. We are Why Music. My name is Nadia. This is Rob and Gabe and Mark and Alex and CJ. We recently released our first album, and you just heard one of the tracks from that called Zebras. That was a piece that was inspired by our bass clarinet player sort of playing the key clicks on the bass clarinet, and we sort of went from there. We're going to play another piece now that is sort of inspired by a rhythmic idea. It's a piece called Flood, which is spelled exactly like flood. And here it is. Thank you so much. We're going to play another song for you. This one is called Peter Inn, I-N-N, as in a place that you can stay, but also a way in which you can enter a space physically or musically.
Thank you. such a stunning combination. That's the composition Peter In. Why Music at the Tiny Desk. Before that, Flood, which is spelled like flood. And Why Music began their set with Zebras. Tom Heisinger produced that concert and Josh Rogerson recorded and mixed it. After a short break, Julia Holter. You're listening to Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music.
Looking ahead to Monday's Forum.
I'm Alexis Madrigal. Next time on Forum, when was the last time you left the house without your headphones? These days, silence can feel stranger than noise. On the bus, in the grocery store line, even just walking down the street, more of us are living inside private audio bubbles. What does constant listening do to our attention, our relationships, and the social fabric we all share? That's at 9 a.m. right here on KQED.
That's Monday.
I'm Mina Kim. Next time on Forum at 10 a.m., have you ever wanted to erase a painful memory? Neuroscientist Steve Ramirez has succeeded in turning memories on and off in mice and says that someday we'll be able to do the same in humans. But should we? We talked to Ramirez about the ethical dilemma and the personal experience that caused him to consider erasing his own memory. His new book is How to Change a Memory. That's Forum at 10 a.m. on KQED.
Of course, that is Monday Morning's Forum here on KQED News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. From Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at melvilletrust.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music. I'm Anna Maria Sayre. Later on, we'll hear Strip Back Soul from Georgia Ann Muldrow. But first, a musician whose style shifts and swirls from song to song, Julia Holter.
I love.
Pinning down Julia Holter. She does have a formal education in music from the California Institute of the Arts, but she composes with an ear for disruption and unpredictability. Here's how she put it in 2015 talking to NPR.
I was in school for 4 years writing music to please my teachers that was not music I liked. And when I make music that isn't for something I want to make and it's to please other people, the outcome is really bad. So I think it's because I've already gone the route of trying to please others that I know what not to do.
That mentality has led Holter to some really intriguing sounds. She often layers field recordings into her tracks. She once wrote a score for a French silent film almost a century old. She's written a whole album based on an ancient Greek tragedy. Her Tiny Desk performance from 2016 is a spare and powerful take on a few of her recent compositions. Just bass, viola, drums, and Holter at the upright piano. A rare treat, since Holter often plays synthesizers at her shows. So, let's hear it. Here's Julia Holter at the Tiny Desk, starting off with Sea Calls Me Home.
I don't need no one to follow feathers for. Get up early just to charm on waking souls. When the sea calls me. When the sea calls me home. I can't swim its vicinity. Thank you. find ways down green fertile valleys. I never could fall straight in lines for sure. Someone with a thing to say shreds on a leaf and lets it fall into my feet. Da 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 da. I receive the news so small a child who cannot understand. I can't hear and I don't know. And the wind slows down and still a tree's a tree. So calm and for a moment to make sense, but the tree says wah wah, and the language is strange, the woman's wah wah, wah wah, and the language is strange, the woman's wah wah. Am I too bored to understand? Well good, I'm done, off to the wild for me. In the green wild I am gone, my hands to shoulders gone, but the shoes my feet have worn still remain. They walk toward the sea. There's a flavor to the sound of walking no one ever noticed before. In the green wild I am gone, my hands to shoulders gone, but the shoes my feet have worn still remain. And they walk toward the sea. There's a flavor to the sound of walking no one ever noticed before. In the green wild I am gone, my hands to shoulders gone, but the shoes my feet have worn still remain. emotion. I'll swear it's my name now. We don't dim the lights down anymore.
Was Julia Holter at the Tiny Desk. What we just heard was Betsy on the Roof. She also played In the Green Wild, and she started her set with Sea Calls Me Home. This Tiny Desk was produced by Bob Boylan. Josh Rogerson was the audio engineer. After the break, Georgia Ann Muldrow brings the love. It's Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music.
On the TED Radio Hour, for over two decades, Krista Tippett has been helping her listeners get through change. But she was going through her own life crisis when something unexpected happened.
I fell in love at 64, and it's the greatest thing ever.
That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
The TED coming up in about 20 minutes at 10 o'clock tonight. You can also catch it tomorrow afternoon at 4, all here on KQED News. And then at 11...
With journalists located all around the world, the BBC World Service can cover international stories when they happen, wherever they happen. Global news you can trust from the BBC World Service.
We'll be going off live to London at 11 o'clock tonight here on KQED News. And this week at KQED.org, we'll meet some teenagers who are mapping the movements of coyotes in Silicon Valley, plus how to understand your options for paying back student loans.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. And from the Cy Sims Foundation, since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at CySimsFoundation.org.
It's Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music. I'm Ana Maria Sayer. We've had some truly innovative musicians on the show today, and I've got one more artist with an absolute unique sound for you, Georgia Ann Muldrow. Muldrow's music is an experimental fusion of sounds. Funk, rock, soul, R&B, jazz. She does it all with a vinyl warping quality. Ever since she put out her debut in 2006, she's released more than 20 albums. She's worked with Erykah Badu and Blood Orange. She has been a constant presence on the scene, focused on Black healing, preservation, and education. Muldrow doesn't just write music. She creates new realities, building entire worlds with her sound. Back in 2020, Ari Shapiro asked her what that world sounds like.
A bulletproof world. A bulletproof world that you can walk straight into, you know? Like, something that keeps away, you know, the stuff that doesn't need to stay. But the stuff that's real can come right in, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't want to make it with plexiglass, but maybe some type of membrane, right? Of sound. Yeah, something that's permeable that you can walk through it, but it just doesn't service no kind of inner violence.
That world is also full of life. Muldrow says the smallest of creatures set the tone for this world.
You know, when I think of like sound design, I try to think of like what an insect going about their busy work. There has to have insects in that world. There has to be a tone. I try to make a whole world, you know?
Muldrow played the Tiny Desk back in 2019. Let's take a listen together, and you tell me if you hear the insects there, too. Here's Georgia Ann Muldrow at the Tiny Desk.
But I'm not knocking on the unknown door. All that I thought I knew before ain't enough for what's in store. We're pinned up inside this ancient war. I thought I knew so much, but we can't seem to do enough. I ain't read a book. They said it all was in a book. What's really going on? 'Cause this war gone way too long. I think I'll get a gun and end it where it started from. And end it where it started from. But I don't even know. Most of us wouldn't, and a few of us will. They say it's in the road.
they stacking up kills. How much we gotta grow before we can learn to defend ourselves? How much we gotta know that we can't depend on no one else? I don't even know no more. It's ridiculous, nitpick if you must, but I'm not knocking on the unknown door. All that I thought that I knew before ain't enough for what's in store. We're pent up inside this ancient war. I thought I knew so much, but we can't seem to do enough. What you gonna do when guns go blam? In the cycle of prolonged lifespan. If you really had enough, now it's time to pick it up. Pull the trigger, make your gun go blam. Now it's time to make your gun go blam. If someone is trying to threaten your fam. If you really had enough, now it's time to pick it up. Pull the trigger, make your gun go blam. Or they be executing you in the street. Plantation police. Executing you in the street in cold blood, broad daylight, and that's all I know. That's all I know. Before they make a new slave code with their pen and paper in D.C., pull the trigger, make your gun go blam. Someone is trying to threaten your fam. Someone is trying to threaten your family. Don't want no man in the house. Just so the children can have food to eat. That's all I know. That's all I know. That's all they show me. For I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. For I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. For I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. That's all I know. That's all I know. I've read so much, I got more to read, but still, a book won't save my life. A book won't save my child. The taller he gets, the more space he take up. And guess what? He'll be dangerous to someone. And that's all I know. That's all I know. That's all I know. I'm gonna protect my family. Well, with the very life I got in me. That's all I know. Lord, Lord, I'll go and I'll be a hurricane. I'll be a tornado. I'll be a gust of wind to let the baby know he connected with nature. That's all I know. That's all I know. That's all I know. Let it sit there. A little dee-dee. A little do need to hear the do day. A dead, a dead, a dead, a dead, a dead, a dead, and that's all I know, that's all I know. I'll be a tree, giving peace to my own in another life. I won't die, I'll multiply, I'll multiply like Winnie Mandela. Like Winnie Mandela, that's all I know. Like Kwame Ture, ooh. Thank you.
I want to bring somebody special to me, my life partner, my muse, my purpose, my protector, my sweet love, and the father of my children, Dudley Perkins. Y'all give it up. Flowers bloom, hey.
flowers got me on some other way out. Way, yay, yay, yow. Way, yay, yay, yow. And even though the flowers bloom today, and even though the flowers bloom, when I come down, these words for you, these words for you. Who says that we got plenty of time to just kick it? Why do we kick it? Yeah, I kick it too. She kicks it too. We all kick it too. Why do we kick it? Yeah. One day, all time will be gone. Time will be gone. Why do we kick it? Kick it. Skies are no longer blue. No longer blue. Yeah, and even though the flowers bloom, and even though the flowers bloom, when I come down, these words for you, these words for you, these words for you, these words for you.
This last tune, it's called Chow.
Man, just go. Maybe be alone. And left alone by the police here without fear. Cause we'll be in the majority and it'll be clear. Won't be no need for fear. Maybe even see who we really are without having to worry about our color. Cause everybody will be a mirror of each other. Out on because of the slave codes. Yeah, oh. Living without no damn slave codes. Sounds like one big happy road. You and me in Africa. Hey, I wanna go. You know, just a visit and tour, you know. No disrespect to France, I've been there a million times, you know. I wanna keep company with you. Pack my bags and go where the equator hugs me. Don't have to wrap up for no cold. Maybe even pick me a mango. Sweetest company I'll taste. The food I've been missing out on. No GMO. I got to get up and just go. Maybe even do a TV show run by all black folks. Wow, what a vision, wow. But it's cool, cause I'll go to the moon and back with you. Oh, 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 oh. That's where we'll go. Till then, I'll imagine, you know, a life so calm and free where our children can think freely.
Brimming with life. That was Georgia Ann Muldrow at the Tiny Desk. We just heard Chow. Before that, Flowers. Muldrow's Tiny Desk was produced by Bob Boylan and Morgan Noel Smith. Josh Rogerson was the audio engineer. Tiny Desk Radio is produced by Walter Ray Watson, Noah Caldwell, and Danica Panetta. Neil Tivolt is our technical director, and Lars Gottrich is our series editor. Saraya Mohammed is our executive producer, and Sonali Mehta is the executive director of NPR Music. Kaylin Ellis composed our theme music. You've been listening to Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music. I'm Ana Maria Sayer. Catch you next time. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
And from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. From the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
The TED Radio Hour is coming up next, where TED speakers will talk about being grounded in bliss. Sign me up. I'm Beth Huizenga. Let's take a look at what's coming up tomorrow morning's Weekend Edition.
This month marks Jane Austen's 250th birthday. Fans say her characters resonate as much as ever for both women and men.
Modern men struggle to find good role models. Her heroes show how men can be men, do masculine things, make the world a better place.
Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
That's coming up starting at 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. every weekend. Chilly tonight, even getting down to 39 degrees in the Napa Valley. Up to 45 degrees will be the low in San Francisco tonight. And then lots of fog.